Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson, and it's called I'm Not Going. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hello.
You coming?
Not coming. Not coming. This lesson is so functional because sometimes you need to say, I'm going, I'm not going.
Right. You can't go with your friends every time.
No, you have to say no sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? It's okay to say no, people. It's good. So, in fact, our keyword is going to be museo.
Museo. So that's museum.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that you can say no to, for example.
Okay.
I mean, if it's like one of the best museums, you have to go.
Okay. Let's talk about museums later in the podcast.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. For now, let's listen to the dialogue, and we're going to listen specifically for that word museo. You're going to hear the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Vas al museo?
No voy. ¿Tú vas?
Sí, voy ahora.
Hasta pronto.
Second time.
¿Vas al museo?
No voy. ¿Tú vas?
Sí, voy ahora.
Hasta pronto.
Third time.
¿Vas al museo?
No voy. ¿Tú vas?
Sí, voy ahora.
Hasta pronto.
All right, we're back, and we're going to start with a translation.
¿Vas al museo?
Are you going to the museum?
¿Vas al museo?
Are you going to the museum?
¿Vas al museo? No voy. ¿Tú vas?
I'm not going. You going?
No voy. ¿Tú vas?
I'm not going. Are you going?
No voy. ¿Tú vas? Sí, voy ahora.
Yes, I'm going now.
Sí, voy ahora.
Yes, I'm going now.
Sí, voy ahora. Hasta pronto.
See you later.
Hasta pronto.
I'll see you then.
Hasta pronto.
Okay, now let's do an analysis. I guess the person doesn't want to go to the museum.
He doesn't.
So, Lily, will you tell us our keyword again, please?
Museo.
Museo, that means museum,
mm-hmm.
Right? Now, how do you say the museum?
El museo.
El museo, okay. But here in the sentence, we don't see the word el.
No, because when you want to say, I'm going to somewhere, mm-hmm. So it's a el museo, but okay. That sounds too weird, right? A el. It's
a
like...
El. You sound like a robot.
Yeah, so you just put them together, so it's al museo.
Al museo means to the museum.
That's right.
Okay, to the museum. And what's the word for you're going?
Vas.
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 Okay, that's the verb ir.
Yes.
And it's a second person, so you're going. And to make it a question, you just put question marks on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then say, are you going to the museum?
Vas al museo.
And the answer is, I'm not going.
No voy.
No voy.
No voy.
Okay. Okay, so Lily, which word here is the verb for going?
Voy.
Voy.
Yes.
That's also ir.
Yes, it's a verb ir, but here, I mean, it's the regular. So it's me. I am not going. So no voy.
No voy. The word voy means I'm going.
Exactly.
Okay, and to make it I'm not going?
No voy.
No voy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy. So the word for not is no.
No.
Okay. And then they follow up with the question, are you going?
Tú vas.
Tú vas. Okay.
Tú vas.
Now there's that word vas again, and we have the word tú.
Yes. Yes, this is in the second person. So,
right.
Tú vas.
Now, just like the first sentence was the second person, but here we say tú because we have a change of subject, right? I'm not going. Are you going?
Mm-hmm. Tú okay. vas.
You can say that pronoun when you're changing the subject of your sentence. So, I'm not going. You going?
No voy. Tú vas?
And the answer is yes, I'm going now.
Sí, voy ahora.
Okay. The word for yes?
Sí.
Sí. Okay, and we already know that voy means I'm going,
mm-hmm.
right? So ahora must mean...
Now.
Now.
Voy ahora.
Ahora. Now there's an H in this word.
Yes, but you don't pronounce it.
Okay.
So it's ahora.
Ahora.
Yeah, don't try to go ahora. No.
Okay.
It's ahora.
All right. Now the following line has another H word.
Yes. Hasta pronto.
Hasta pronto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you still don't pronounce the H.
No.
Now, hasta pronto just means I'll see you later, right?
Yes, see you soon.
Okay. Now, we always end the podcast with hasta mañana or hasta luego.
Mm-hmm. Well, hasta mañana is until tomorrow.
Okay.
Hasta pronto is like soon.
Okay.
And hasta luego, it's later.
Okay, so the difference between see you soon and see you later.
Yes.
Got it. Hasta pronto. All right. Why don't we listen to the dialogue again three more times, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some grammar and we'll talk about museums.
Yeah.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Vas al museo?
No voy. ¿Tú vas?
Sí, voy ahora.
Hasta pronto.
Second time.
¿Vas al museo?
No voy. ¿Tú vas?
Sí, voy ahora.
Hasta pronto.
Third time.
¿Vas al museo?
No voy. ¿Tú vas?
Sí, voy ahora.
Hasta pronto.
Okay, we're back, and I just want to review the verb ir, all right? So I go.
Yo voy.
Yo voy. And you go.
Tú vas.
Tú vas. Now, if you want to make it a question, are you going? All you have to do is put the question marks around it and then raise your intonation, right?
Yes, tú vas.
Tú vas. That means, that's a question.
Yeah.
Are you going? Okay. Now, when we use ir, it always comes with a.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't like to be anywhere without a.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've listened to some of our other podcasts, we usually use a verb after ir a. But of course, you can also use a place, right? So you're going to a place. So, for example, here, I can go to the museum.
Voy al museo.
Or I can say, I'm going to the park.
Voy al parque.
Or I can say, I'm going to the mechanic.
Voy al mecánico.
Or I can say, I'm going to jail.
Voy a la cárcel.
Okay.
I don't think you would be so excited to say it like that.
Well, you never know. Maybe there's a party. I don't know.
No, you don't want that.
All right. So that was our review, Lily. Let's talk about museums.
Okay, museums. Well, I'm very, very amazingly proud of the Museo de Arqueología in Mexico.
Oh, yes. The National Museum of Anthropology.
Yes. Have you been to?
I've been there several times, and it's a wonderful museum. It's one amazing. Of the great museums of the world.
Definitely. It's amazing, not only because of the architecture. It's done by a famous architect from Mexico, but also you can see, you know, like the Aztec calendar.
Oh, yeah, the stone sun, the sun calendar, right? The stone of the sun.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And then you see all these big heads of the serpent, you know, the feathers and the serpents, you know, Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it.
Yes, there's so many artifacts there from the Aztec times. Mm-hmm. And also there's a Mayan room.
Yeah. Yes, and also they have some exhibits that they specialize in some, like, different things. And the last time I was there, it was like 6 months ago or more, I saw this exhibit of all the typical clothes that a lot of the minorities from Mexico use.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting.
Yeah, now last time I went, I think the Toltec heads were closed, so I couldn't go see the giant heads. Did you see that?
Yeah, of course. But those, I saw them in the place of origin from the Toltecs, which is in Tabasco.
Okay.
In Palenque and all that place.
All
but
right.
Anyway, so, but we have also some great museums in Europe, in Spain. You have El Museo del Prado.
Okay, the Prado Museum.
Yeah, that's in Madrid.
Okay.
And then you also have the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao.
In Bilbao,
that's
right.
That's a great, great museum. I really like it. The architect is...
Frank Gehry is a very famous modern architect that makes shiny surfaces that glow with metal and stuff like that.
In fact, they did a shoot there for the movie of 007. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah. Another famous museum in Spain is the Reina Sofía.
Yes.
Right? And that has the Picasso's big Guernica mural.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there. It's amazing. But seriously, my favorite was when I went to the Museo El Prado to see the Meninas. It's a great, great piece of art. It's just, you can sit there forever.
Absolutely. Mm. You know, my favorite museum in the whole world might be the Casa Azul.
Really?
Yeah. Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera's house in the Coyoacán neighborhood of Mexico City.
That is a great, great museum. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Absolutely. And there's a great place for paletas, the ice cream bars. Outside of it.
I love it. Every time we talk about traveling, in the corner of blah, 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 you have this. You really like to get to know the culture through food.
Absolutely. Well, I like art too. I mean, the museum itself is great.
But you can mix it up.
Yes, of course. All right, folks, we'd love to hear what your museum stories are, what your favorite museums are, no matter where they are in the world, whether they're in the Spanish-speaking world or not. Just come to SpanishPod.com and participate in the conversations that we have. And since this is a newbie lesson, feel free to leave them in Spanish or in English. We just want to hear from you. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta mañana.